Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. So happy Valentine's Day, or happy Show the Love for Climate Day, as Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust asked us to do last week. And it's not just them who've noticed that nature is responding to climate change. Only yesterday, scientists from Rothamsted Research reported that they had found that bats in Texas, which do essential work eating pest insects, migrate nearly 2 weeks earlier than they did only 22 years ago. Now, Philip Stefanian and Charlotte Wainwright, they're meteorologists from Rothamsted Research, carried out the first ever long-term study of animal migration using radar. They concluded that the behavioural patterns of the bats indicate a response to some environmental change and to the presence of insect prey earlier in the year. They said this bat study presents a new perspective on adaptation to global climate change, answering some long-standing questions while raising many more. They also note that weather radar networks are of key infrastructure around the world and hold the promise of providing continental surveillance of bat populations, as well as their ongoing response to global change. Which is great, but remember that you don't need a radar to keep an eye on the signs of spring around St. Albans and record them for the Woodland Trust's Nature Calendar project. Take a look at the environment page of the Radio Verulam website for details about how you can join in. Now, St. Albans District Council recently announced recycling rates up for last year by nearly 5% to 57.5%. And that's a real shoot up the leaderboard of recycling rates to 26th in the country. Not quite gold medal position, but a lot better than they were last year. Now, are we going to reach the 60% figure that would take us up into the top 10? And how will China's ban on plastic waste imports affect the situation? Well, I spoke to Louise Palmer, who's the Waste and Recycling Officer at St. Albans District Council, to find out. So, Louise, I mean, congratulations. So what change do you think it is that enabled the... It was a 5% improvement in the recycling rate since last year. Is there anything in particular you think made the difference?
I think it's down to the food waste. We've really been pushing the message about what a difference food waste is, how easy it is to recycle. The collections have been getting much more reliable. I think in the early days we did have a few teething problems that people put off, but were encouraged to try again. And it's very heavy, but it's such an easy thing to recycle.
Yes. Yeah, well, brilliant. As you say, you introduced something new and obviously it worked. Do you think, however, that you can continue to make the improvements and hit that 60% figure that we've been aspiring to for a few years now?
Absolutely, and beyond, of course we can. There's always room for improvement. For example, a lot of people think recycling, it's just something you do in the kitchen. You've got your milk jugs and you've got your food trays, but the wider picture in the bathroom, your aerosol cans, your shampoo bottles. So actually there's a lot of recycling that does slip through the net.
Yes.
Because people sometimes don't think about recycling from around the rest of the house.
Yes, yes, I suppose that's right indeed. You know, if you've got a bin in the bathroom, quite often that one is all mixed up stuff, nasty stuff, and that tends to just get whipped straight into the bran bin, doesn't it?
Yeah, and bins in teenagers' bedrooms as well.
Yes.
It takes a brave person to go through one of those, but there's certainly loads of recycling if you can bring yourself to do it.
Well, or what I started doing is just having two bins and saying, look, anything that you think might be recyclable, and that's most stuff, put it in there. And anything yucky, put it in the other bin.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is as straightforward as that, really.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So does the council have anything else planned for this year, or is it we're just looking for these improvements that we can, as you say, so easily make?
Well, we're also looking at litter on the go, when you're out and about, recycling on the go. Although, ideally, we'd love to cut down on plastic waste, full stop. And encourage people to take their own mugs and refill their water bottles. There's plenty of businesses getting on board with the refill scheme.
Yes.
However, you will notice this year a lot of the standard litter bins will be replaced with dual litter and recycling. So any plastic bottles, tin cans, glass bottles, you'll be able to recycle while you're out and about. This all adds up and it all makes a difference. Where we've had them out already, the quality of recycling is really, really good. It shows that people are keen to do it. We've just got to give them the bins. So look out for those in the next few months.
Excellent. Looking forward to that then. And one thing that occurred to me, Louise, is there has been a lot about plastic waste recently, haven't there? But one of the reasons we do have a lot of plastic is because it stops food going off, isn't it? Is that something that concerns you, that we don't throw out the baby with the bathwater?
It can be. Although it is difficult to recycle, some of it is really useful. Take a cucumber. If you were to buy a cucumber in no packaging at all and then compare it with one that's in a shrink-wrapped sleeve, that cucumber will actually last several days longer. So it is a real dilemma.
Yes.
Do you eat your cucumber really quickly? Or do you buy one that's wrapped and will last you a few more days?
Yes. And as you pointed out to start off with, actually food waste is such a big part of our waste, isn't it, Steph?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. Yeah, enormous.
So we really need to really keep our eye on that, because it's an important part as well. I know that plastic is environmentally an important thing, but food waste really is too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it gives off methane. When it's buried in landfill, it gives off methane. It's a really, really poisonous gas. That gas could be captured, and then we can get energy from that fed back onto the national grid. It's a win-win situation.
Right, so keep on using those bins there, and just keep an eye on that food waste. Now, talking about plastic waste, we have the news that the Chinese have just said, no more, we're not recycling your plastic waste anymore. So what's happening to it now, Louise?
It's not actually a massive surprise. That has been in the pipeline for quite a long time. It's the same with, you know, we can see textiles, countries becoming less and less keen to take on our textile waste. So we have had things in place. Our plastics goes down to Kent, where it's all sorted, and there are recycling facilities in this country. They're coming on leaps and bounds. We're just a little bit slow in finishing off these centres, but they will be up and running very, very soon.
Right. So are you able to reassure us that our plastic waste isn't being landfilled?
Oh, 100%. There's no way we could afford it. Recycling is very much an economical thing. We get a lot of money from the recycler we collect.
Right.
That pays for the recycling and refuse service, and also the landfill tax, which goes up every year. So the more we recycle, the more we can almost become a self-funding department. We're not making masses and masses of money and sort of hiding it and sitting on it and rubbing our hands. It pays for the landfill tax. So everyone who says, oh, let's just chuck it all in landfill, well, if we had a bottomless pit of money, then maybe, but we certainly don't.
Right.
So it's really important that the valuable recycling,
yes,
you know, it keeps being collected.
And the fact that you are still being paid money for the plastic waste shows actually that it's definitely not being landfilled, because that would cost a lot of money rather than being paid for to be used as a resource.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Okay. Well, that's really good to hear. And one thing that I've heard questioned, can plastic bottles, for example, can they be recycled to make new plastic bottles, or do they sort of get downcycled into things like park benches and stuff like that?
Yeah, they can be recycled back into plastic bottles. You probably wouldn't come across a plastic bottle that is 100% recycled material. It might be 50% recycled and 50% virgin material, but they are recycled back into plastic bottles,
right,
as well as fleeces and park benches and bollards and all sorts of other things.
Okay, so there's lots of uses that plastic bottles,
and that's
can be
why
put
they're
in
so valuable, because they have got, you know, loads and loads of possibilities at the end of their life.
Right. Okay. Well, that's really good to know. And how about the tops on plastic bottles? I've heard that we don't have a use for those. Is that true?
No, we definitely do have a use for those. Back in the day, the reprocessors weren't able to separate the lids from the bottles, but as I say, these plants are getting much more sophisticated all the time, and so what we say now is, if you've got a plastic bottle, squeeze the air out of it, put the lid back on top, and then when it gets to the reprocessing plant, they will be able to separate the lids from the body of the plastic bottle.
Right. Okay, again, good to know. Now, a little while ago, there was a lot of controversy about the possibility of an incinerator at New Barnfield near Hatfield. And Herts County Council, they're currently consulting on their latest waste and recycling strategy. Is incineration still on the table?
Everything's on the table, to be honest. We've got a growing population with plans for thousands and thousands more homes in the county, so the waste is going to have to go somewhere. So it's certainly not been dropped, although it won't be in Hatfield. Veolia are looking at other areas within the county, possible sites. It's work going on in the background, but again, an incinerator or energy from waste is a very, very clean technology. In fact, sometimes cleaner than recycling, in fact, although the recycler will be taken out, but they are so tightly controlled that I know there's a lot of concerns about emissions and what have you, but I don't think they're founded.
So you feel that they're necessary, and you don't feel that they would cramp your style encouraging people to recycle?
Not at all. I think people still will recycle, but I've been to one of these energy from waste plants myself, and I've seen where the loads are deposited in a big pit and the recycler is sorted out there. So you'll always get people who don't want to recycle, and fair enough, but it is still taken out when it gets to the plant, and it is just the stuff that absolutely can't be recycled that is incinerated. But everything else, it is valuable. It's a precious resource, so it is taken out. It's not just burnt.
Right, OK. Well, that's something, as you say, is in the future, and no doubt we'll find more out about that. But again, congratulations on the recycling figures, and we'll do our best to make sure that you've got another celebration next year.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Louise. I was talking there to Louise Palmer, who's the Waste and Recycling Officer from St Albans District Council. Now, if you are concerned about plastic waste, then you can still listen to the podcast of my conversation with Sandy Gibb about the launch of Plastic Free St Albans. The event is coming up in April, and you can find the podcast on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. That's www.radioverulam.com/environment. And you also might like to join in with Friends of the Earth's Plastic Free Friday campaign. Now, the clue's in the title, and I think the idea is that if we all say no to plastics on the same day of the week, then it really concentrates the message and hopefully gets us into good habits for the rest of the week. And Plastic Free Friday starts this Friday and then carries on from there. So yeah, take that opportunity on Fridays to say no to single-use plastic. So also this week, it's the start of Lent, and some churches are encouraging us to take part in plastic-free Lent. Now, whether you go to church or not, why don't you give it a try? And if you do, well done to you, and get in touch and let us know how you get on. You can email amanda@radioverulam.com or tweet at RV_environment. We'd really like to see your progress, some of your victories and some of your setbacks. Now, today is also the start of National Nest Box Week. That's until this time next week. And this is an annual event. It's the same week each year. And we're encouraged to put up a bird box, obviously, somewhere in your outside space to promote and enhance biodiversity and to conserve our breeding birds and wildlife. Now, if you've got a bird box, then take the opportunity to check it out. Make sure it's nice and clean. It's secure and in good order, because if it isn't, then squirrels and magpies and stuff like that can get in and eat the baby birds or the eggs. So make sure it's nice and secure. And make sure you put it back away from cats, away from bright sunshine, so the little birds don't overheat in there. So that's if you've got a bird box. Now, if you haven't got a bird box, all the garden centres around here, places like Aylett's, Knockcuts, Carpenters, they have all got a great selection. Different boxes will attract different types of birds. So think about the kind of birds that you see around your garden you'd like to attract into your garden, perhaps, and get the right kind of box for you, for that's going to attract those birds. And then, again, you want to make sure that it's safe from the cats. Really, make, you know, put it as high up in the tree as you can do, or wherever. And again, usually on the north side of the tree is the best place to put it, or your house or whatever. You could have one of those. How about one of those swallow or swift boxes you put on the side of your house? That would be really nice, wouldn't it, to have the swallows whizzing around your house in the summer. So, yeah, so that's really good. That's been going for 19 years, actually, has National Nest Box Week, so well worth doing. And nothing nicer than watching the little baby birds that have been nesting in your garden flying off for the first time. Satisfaction, wouldn't it be? So yeah, so do that now. And if you want a bit more information, or apparently there's a free information pack as well, then go to the British Trust for Ornithology website. And if you are thinking about your garden and you're going to have a bit of a tidy up for spring, then do make sure that you do any tree pruning or shrub trimming as soon as possible. Because the reason it's Nest Box Week is because birds will be nesting really soon. So get all of that cutting back out of the way so that you aren't disturbing the little birds when they in the nest. So, yeah, get that done. Hopefully this weekend. I think the weather looks not too bad. And if you don't get the time for it now, then don't worry. Don't worry. Just leave it until the end of the summer, until they've gone. No big panic, is it? So you can find all the information from today's show on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. That's radioverulam.com/environment, where you can hear the podcast of this show, or indeed of every other show as well. They're all there for you to listen to. Do get in touch. We always love to hear from you. Tweet us at @rv_environment. Drop me an email, amanda@radioverulam.com. I'll be back next week when we'll be hearing about the Butterfly World's latest project, From Penguins to Pollinators. So until then, thank you for listening.